Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
It's a game day cards cast as the University of Louisville welcomes in NC State to Cardinal Stadium. 3:30 kickoff. It's going to be a chilly day. It's the last home game of the regular season, last ACC game of the regular season, and it's two offenses that are coming in hobbling at quarterback. I'm Cardinal Authority senior writer Michael McCammon, joined as always by publisher Jody Demling. And that's kind of one of the stories, Jody, is who's going to be quarterback for the Cardinals? Who's going to be quarterback for the Wolfpack?
Oh, hold on. You said chilly day? It's going to be nice and warm in the press box. I have to fess up. This is one of the weeks that I am so happy I'm not on the sidelines. And I'm so happy that I get to be in a booth where there's a heater and I'm not opening that window. I mean, no, it's going to be downright cold. But for this whole year, we've been blessed with fortunate weather. You know what I mean? Think back to the last couple of home games and it was 75 degrees or whatever in October. And last week when we left to go to Clemson, it was 75 here in Louisville. And then when we landed the next night after the game, it was 32. So winter had hit. But with the change in seasons, Michael, it's also kind of a change in quarterbacks, I think, for everybody. We don't know anything like official for Louisville or NC State. But if I had to guess, it would be Brock Doman against Ben Fenley. Jack Chambers? I don't know. Maybe both of those guys? Willie Cunningham's got to
bring MJ Morris a little bit, you know?
I doubt MJ Moore. Yeah. I mean, that's from everything that I can see, have heard, and read, I would be really surprised if you get a scope on your knee, is what has been reported, and you play on Saturday. You get that on Monday and you play on Saturday. That would be a little surprising to me. I think that's gamesmanship of them trying to. Oh, man, he might play, whatever. Let's start with Louisville. I'll be surprised if Malik Cunningham is able to play. It's not like a hand injury to his non-throwing hand. It's a shoulder injury to the throwing arm. And, you know, for all of the injuries that Malik has had, and I went back, Michael, and tried to I was trying to research some things this week of the injuries that Malik had. And I can't remember a shoulder injury. I couldn't find one. Like there's been toe, there's been hand, there's been, kind of tweaked his knee lower a little bit stuff, or his ankle, lower body stuff, all kinds of stuff. But the shoulder is the one that really hampers you. And you know, you could tell last week. So I don't think they ever showed this on the TV. But when they came back out for halftime, Malik was still dressed and with the guys. And you could just tell us he was like, I'm going to give this a try. And it wasn't happening. And so while I don't think he is done for the year, I think that's far from – I saw somebody posted something, but I think that's far from not true. I mean, I think, you know, as of now – I think he's probably not going to play today, but I think if I had to guess, he's going to play, and he is going to want to play next week against Kentucky after what happened last year and just being the rival and all that good stuff. And then I think he's going to have to prove some things to some other people if he wants any opportunity at all. So I think he'll play, you know, kind of in a bowl game. But I think today will be Brock's day. And, I think Brock has shown he is kind of that gunslinger. He stands in there. He's got no fear. And it'll be against a good defense. But your guess is as good as mine on NC State.
Yeah, you know, and you bring up a good point, maybe to shift over, segue over to the defensive side of the wall, side of the ball. You talk about how Brock stood in there last week against Clemson. I suspect today he's going to face pretty much the exact same thing from the NC State defense. You know, he's obviously not Cunningham. Sure, he can get out of the pocket if he needs to, but, you know, for the most part, he's going to sit in the pocket and try to find guys. And he showed last week against the Tigers that, you know, I don't care if you're in my face, I'm still going to try to do the job I'm supposed to do. And that's obviously very commendable. And he needs to, I think, have, you know, to kind of repeat that today against NC State, because I think he can expect to see a lot of guys coming after him. Obviously, you want the offensive line to do a little bit better job against NC State, and they probably will, than they did against Clemson. But to me, when I look at this game, especially because of what's happening at quarterback for both teams, you know, this is a game, when you look at the national statistical rankings, it's defense versus defense almost. I mean, whatever defense has the biggest plays, I think, is the one that is probably going to come out the victor here. And you're talking about two defenses that both rank among the nation's best in takeaways, sacks, tackles for a loss. I mean, third down defense. I mean, this is two really, really good defenses coming at you.
Well, and Michael, here's the difference. Yes, I think they're going to kind of try to mimic what they did last week against Brock and bring pressure from all over the place and all that. But I will say this, I think NC State's linebackers are probably a little better as a group than what Clemson has, yeah. But there's no way that Brock's going to face a defensive line that is as talented, as big, and as physical as that group that he faced last week with Clemson. So to me, that's the silver lining is they can try to mimic what they did last week and what Clemson did last week, but I'm just not sure that that you will see a defense as physical as Clemson. So, you know, he saw the best, and he didn't do you know, his best, but I think it's hopefully prepared him you know, for what he's going to see today if he's out there. And look, offensively, a lot of it is going to have to be the running game. As you get colder, it's going to be really cold. Hopefully not as windy as it's been the last few days. But at practice this week, it's been really windy. They've been practicing in the stadium around the same time as a 3:30 kick, and hopefully get kind of the same weather and maybe a little not as windy as, like I said, as it has been. But Michael, the running game, the offensive line, and the running game are going to be key.
Yeah, I agree. You need to get, obviously, you know, the Louisville backs going, Tyon Evans, Jawar Jordan, both coming up. You know, a couple really good games for both of them in a row. So that tandem really needs to continue to blossom. And as we've heard Satterfield say, you know, he thinks Evans is, you know, still improving. So if that's the case, you know, we'd love to see him take even another step forward against the Wolfpack today. And if able to do so, that's obviously going to spell good things for Louisville, because, you know, you're going up against a really tough defense. I'm also curious to see, I mean, you look at T. Huddy and what he did last week against Clemson, you know, obviously he's going to be a factor. So how many opportunities is he going to get as well to make a difference? You know, I think with Brock, I think they're going to open things up as we've seen in the passing game. So we'll be curious. I agree with what you were saying earlier about the defensive pressure the Louisville offense is going to see. I don't think that those, you know, the Wolfpack will see the same type of success that the Tigers did. But yeah, I think, you know, they're certainly going to give it a go. You know, but
you yeah. also, yeah, and you also get Luke Kandra back. And I think,
yeah, good point.
I know I've mentioned this a couple times in recent weeks, and I really do think, I think the way he was playing before he got hurt in the Pitt game, that Luke Kandra was maybe the third best lineman that Louisville has. Michael Gonzalez and Brian Hudson, whatever fashion you want to put them in 1-2, that's the way I see them and have had them all year. But I think Kandra had been playing at a high, high level when he was in there. Hence the fact that in the Pitt game, he did get his first start. You know what I mean? So he was a guy that got the start in that game. And so I think that's big. Plus, I think it's a factor that, you know, they'll be able to rotate some guys this week. I'm still not sure if Adonis Boone was injured or what the deal was last week, but he didn't play last week. So they played five guys every snap on the offensive line. And I thought at the end of the game, it did show that they were pretty worn. So you're going to get to see Louisville rotate some guys in there as well.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Defensively, a couple things. It is senior day for some of these defensive guys, and I think they're gonna want to go out with a bang. And a guy like Abdullah, a guy like Diaby, I could see guys like that making big plays. Defensively, I think Louisville. I think you just come out and play how they've been playing the last few weeks, and I think against a NC State team that might be without their first and second string quarterbacks. We don't know on MJ Morris. We know Devin Leary's not going to play, by the way. We don't know on MJ Morris, but it appears that he might not play. Their offense hasn't been great with Jack Chambers in there running it. If Ben Finley's in there, I'm not even sure he's played this year, but he's probably going to throw it more than Chambers does. And we've also heard they could be down an offensive lineman, their center, who got injured last week. Also, a running back who got injured. So they've got a lot of injuries, but I just hope that Louisville comes out with the intensity defensively and just kind of sticks it to them like they've been doing to other teams here recently.
Yeah, in his last visit with the media before this game, Dave Doran, NC State, said, "Coach, first question he got thrown was, hey, what's up with the injuries?" And his response is, "Hey, I'm not talking about injuries. You guys have any questions about the game?" So there's some concerns there. If that's your quick, abrupt response, I mean, if you have guys day to day or leaning towards playing or not, you might be a little bit more forthcoming. But when you're quick to say to shoot that down, that they're dealing some issues on the injury front. So Louisville's got to take advantage of it. But like you mentioned, Jody, it is senior day. This is a senior group, that's been through so much at Louisville. They've seen some really difficult times, and they've been to a couple bowls, and now they have an opportunity to help put that the program really on better footing as they're getting ready to leave, and obviously getting ready to go to another bowl as well. So you mentioned a couple of them. I mean, it's an important group for this program, and hopefully they can come out with a victor on senior day.
It's a weird group, and I don't mean weird by as in they're weird guys or anything. Think about this, Michael. You have seniors on this team. I think it's going to end up, we've said 19 all week. I think it's going to end up being 20. Okay. And if it is the 20 that I think it is, you have guys that they're going to honor today that are going to be here for 1 year, and Tyler Hudson and Momo Sanago, guys like that, guys who've been here for 2 years, Kendrick Duncan, guys like that, guys who've been for 3 years, Diaby, Marvin Dallas, Kitre Clark, guys who've been here for 4 years. You've got a guy who's been here for 5 years. And if I'm not mistaken, and correct me if I'm wrong, and Malik's been here 5 years, right? Yeah, he's been here for 5 years. But if I'm not mistaken, hasn't Josh Johnson been here for 6 years? So you got guys that have been here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 years all in this group of 20 guys.
Yeah.
And they've meant a hell of a lot to this program over the course of time. And they've been through a heck of a lot as far as that 2018 season and a coaching change. And then last year, the ups and downs the last couple
COVID
years.
Stuff,
COVID and just taking it back. They've been through a lot. It is just it's kind of a weird kind of thing, isn't it?
It is. But again, obviously a big group. Hopefully we'll, it is going to be cold, but hopefully people are throwing on they're getting their jackets. They're throwing on their toboggans and getting their extra gloves as they're heading out to the ball game today. So they can be warm and kind of give these guys a nice send off and hopefully close out the 2022 home and ACC schedule with a W.
No doubt. Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Demling. This has been our last home edition of the Cards Cast. We'll have two more, rivalry week next week and in a bowl game, hopefully in late December. We don't want a bowl game in early. We want a bowl game in late December, hopefully. But we will have
five. It's a lot warmer than it is right now.
Yes, it is. We'll have our Cards Cast before those two games. But for today, this is Senior Day, Louisville and NC State. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Demling. This has been our game day edition of the Cards Cast.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.